I used to feel so devastated. At times I thought we'd never make it. But now we on our way to greatness. And all that ever took was patience. I used to feel so devastated.
Welcome into the Health and Wealth Podcast. My name is Chad Molyneux. You guys can call me Coach Chad. And this is the podcast where we teach high-achieving, busy entrepreneurs, speakers, influencers, and sales leaders how to maximize their performance in their business by taking control of their health. But today, we have something special for you. I'm going to teach you guys, and actually Ronnie's going to teach you guys as well, on how he lost 11 pounds in one freaking month while working 90 hours. Here we go. Ron wants to be in the video. Let's bring Ron on.
As ever. Let's go. I'm getting we're here. Woo! Ronnie boy! What's up, dog?
What's up, brother? What's up, man?
Oh, you're not connected to my AirPods at all. So now I just look stupid wearing them. Awesome, dude. Cool. Discuss before we talk about how you lost 11 pounds in your first month. What was that challenge?
Finding the time. I felt like I didn't have time or energy to do it.
Right.
That was hard, and I wasn't eating the things properly that I needed to in order to have that energy to sustain the day. I didn't know what to do, you know.
Gotcha. So Ron, this is still something that you're struggling and working with, right?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. So can I make it very, very easy for you on how we could solve it? Do I have permission to make it easy for you, Ron?
Of course.
Let's go. Awesome. All right. So first off, on the membership site, have you gone through the section on how to systemize your health? And have you gone through the section on how to outsource your health?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right. So just like in business, outsourcing is the number one priority for your health as a busy professional. Because this way, you don't have to stress about it. You don't have to worry about it. You could just push it on somebody else, just like you would in your business. You would push other tasks on somebody else so they can handle that for you. And then you could focus on what's most important, which is your business. So one of the main things that I outsource personally is my food. One second. So what I do is I hired this company, Bite Meals, here, and they literally just make my food for me. So all I have to do is throw this in the microwave. This one takes 2 minutes, heat it up, and then I have a healthy meal already prepared for me. So it's super convenient, because typically when we're working, for example, for you, 90 hours a week, we go for convenient foods, but more often than not, convenient foods are unhealthy. So if we find ways to make convenient foods healthy for us, then we don't have any problem when we're working that many hours. Does that make sense?
Of course, yeah.
So that would be, if I had to give you a tip, that would be my number one priority for you, would be to start making healthy foods convenient. And there's three ways we can do that. You could hire a meal prep service. That's the best way, in my opinion. The second is you become your own meal prep service, where you batch out a certain amount of time a week where you're going to make your meals. You could do it with your wife, who I believe is on here. Oh no, that's your cousin. Your wife should be on here. But
she is. She's on there.
Okay, good. Awesome. So you guys could do it together. Like 2 hours a week, you can make all your meals for the week. You become your own meal prep service company for 2 hours a week, which is basically nothing. Or you could go for the least beneficial option, which is finding stores and other places and restaurants near you that make healthy eating convenient for you as well. So those are the three different options. But in my opinion, this one not only is the cheapest, but also the most convenient and best option. Makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yep, for sure.
Cool. And then the other thing to make this even easier for you, man, is are you scheduling in your workouts into your – like every day when you wake up and you go into your Google Calendar, because I know you love Google Calendar, are you scheduling in the time that you're going to be working out?
I was not, but we had a talk since then, and of course, I've got that on there now, so woo! I have to honor that.
Let's go.
And it's been good.
I love it, man. So how freaking easy is that? If you do those two things, outsource your health and systemize your health by scheduling it into your schedule, that's it. That's all you have to do because you've already made it a priority. That's the first thing. Is a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have the time. It's not that they don't have the time. It's that they don't view it as valuable to them. But you're already there. You already view it as valuable. Now you just got to do the easy part, which is systemize it and outsource it.
Well, you know, we were talking about when I first started talking to you, I was like, man, I don't have time to go to the gym for an hour. Like, I don't have time to do all that. And you're like, nah, we don't have to do that in order for you to lose weight. And I was like, after like everything that I've thought I knew and everything that I know now, I realize that. But at first I was kind of leery about that. I was like, I don't know about that, you know, and it's been working and it's only like probably 15 or 20 minutes in the morning.
That's it. Because it's not about how much time you spend in the gym. It's how intense the time you are dedicating is. Because a lot of people can go to the gym, they can go for an hour, but for half an hour, they're on their phone, they're answering calls, they're messaging clients or whatever it may be. But for you, you're blocking out 15 minutes a day and you're going intense and you're doing it at home too. So you don't have to actually commute. You don't have to do any time at all. Just 15 minutes out of your day, which is crazy if you think about it. Awesome. So Ron, can you tell us where your health was prior to joining the Health and Wealth Blueprint? Like, where were you emotionally and also physically?
So the reason I started taking it serious was because I went to the doctor. He said everything was great, but he told me that I had a little bit of like fat on my liver. Mm. And he's like, man, you need to start losing some weight. And that was something that my wife Heidi and I had been talking about for a while, you know, because I felt lethargic all the time. Like, I didn't want to do anything. I'd come home from work and like go straight to bed, you know, like then lay in bed.
Right.
And so once that came, it was like really an eye opener. And I was like, wow, we need to do something. So from there, I kind of started trying to eat right and kind of started to try to like prep, you know, lost a little bit of weight, but it was over like a long period of time. And then I met you and it just upped the level, you know what I mean? And I lost those 11 pounds quick. And that was, you know, and I struggled a little bit. You and I talked about struggling a little bit with being dedicated to it and getting into that rhythm. But you were not like, you didn't make me feel bad about it. You encouraged me about what we need to do in order to fix it. And that right there was a huge motivator for me because I was like, I was serious about it. But at the same time, I was like, man, I'm too busy, you know? And you're like, no, you're not. We can do this, you know? And just those pep talks and things like that. Yeah, it was awesome. So I appreciate that. And we're on track now. I have energy like crazy. Like, her and I are going to like 9 or 10 at night when I get home.
You guys are
we're still doing stuff.
What are you guys doing until 9 or 10 at night?
Dude, I've had so much going on right now. Like, I see some family on here, and some of them are Heidi's family. So we won't talk about too much about what we're doing. But we're having a good time.
So, how do you think that prior to joining the Health and Wealth Blueprint, where your current health was at, how is that affecting your business, your relationships, and just your life as a whole?
Before, like I said, it was just like I was lethargic, and I really didn't feel like, and you know what it was too? It wasn't just, it was the stuff that I wasn't eating, you know, because I was trying to lose weight before. And something you and I talked about was tracking calories and macros, and I didn't know how to do any of that. Mm. And so that right there, like just talking with you and going through the steps, I found out was really pretty easy once you just get into it, you know? And so with that, just eating that way rather than starving myself, I've been able to have a ton of energy, and like I can feel it now whenever I'm feeling like a little bit like I need something. You and I talked about what a good snack would be, you know, to keep those calories up where they need to be and the protein up where it needs to be. And so I'll just eat something real quick and keep going, and the weight keeps falling off. So I'm not starving. I have a lot of energy that conveys to my team, to my family, to my clients. So, you know, it's not just like, oh, here we go, I got to go do this or that. It's like, let's go do this, you know, let's go.
I love it. And one of the things, Ron, I remember on our first call, you said that you didn't want to give up the foods that you enjoy. So can you touch a little bit upon that now that, like, you are tracking calories and you are following the 80-20 rule? Can you touch a little bit upon how you thought that in order to lose weight, you had to completely cut out certain types of food, but that hasn't been the case for you, and you've still lost 11 pounds in 30 days?
Yeah, so everybody that knows me knows that I like to cook when I have time. I like to eat, of course, and good food is that's something that's important to me and to my family, you know. So, you know, when we were trying to lose weight together, just her and I, with no guidance, we were eating the same stuff over and over and over again. And it was like, man, this is just getting really boring. And we were falling into that trap.
Right.
Where we would go binge on something, you know, and then we'd come back and try to fix that. But now I know that as long as I'm within those calories where I need to be, then it's okay that I have, you know, this or that here and there, you know, and I don't feel guilty about it. I had pizza the other day, but I had only ate like one meal, you know, so I was and Heidi was like, I don't think you're supposed to have that. And I was like, hey, man, I'm going to be well in my carbs for today and my calories. So I'm good for that.
Woo!
You know? So it was good.
I love it, man.
And I kind of had hesitancy, you know, like, man, maybe, you know, I'm not going to hit my goal where I need to be. And then I stepped on the scale this morning and I'm right on track of where I need to be. So I was like, hell yeah. You know, like, but also like I didn't eat as much as I used to eat. You know, like I would eat the whole, there's this place called Mod and it's a smaller personal pizza, you know, and I would eat like the whole thing. And this time, like I only ate like half and I was full, you know?
Yes.
Let's go. That's good.
I love it. So what else, like, what do you think has really changed since you've joined? Like what has been, like, what would stand out to you as far as like what's changed in your life now that you've joined?
I mean, it's given me the, so like not just you, but like the community that's involved with this, everybody's there like throwing something on, like some encouragement or sharing some information that they have or some hacks of what they've learned, in order to make things easier and also to eat things that are a bit better. Like, so, you know, I think that just joining the community as a whole, that's great for like morale and encouragement. And then having you coming in and checking with me all like every day pretty much is awesome. I don't know how you have the energy to follow up with everybody and make sure and you remember and you know, like, you know, hey, what's going on with this and that, you know. So I think what's changed for me really is having the energy, the confidence that I need to go and do the things that I need to do in order to support and provide for my family, but also have that energy when I get home to hang out and support them and do whatever they need, you know, me to do too.
Fuck yeah.
That's where I was really lagging before.
And you're starting your own business now too. So now imagine
that's right.
What you do with this energy. You're going to fucking
crush. That's right. Yeah. Well, so like once you get in that mindset, your mind starts working different, you know, and when your mind's working the way that it should be, then there's nothing that can stop you, nothing that's going to hold you back, you know, and that's really important because a lot of people don't realize like there's a reason why people who are working out all the time and taking care of their health and fitness are doing great things and able to make more money as a whole because your mind is working totally different and you have the energy to fulfill the things that your mind is telling you that you need to do.
And the confidence.
You know? Yeah, you got the confidence. You got the endorphins in your brain, like where you're feeling happy all the time, like you're feeling excited and pumped, you know? So, you know, not that there's not days where you're lagging a little bit, but for the most part, you know, you're on where you need to be. You're on point.
I love it, dude. I love it. So what were you most skeptical of prior to joining? Like when we were on our 60-minute call, like what were you really skeptical about for joining, as far as joining?
As far as joining, I was thinking, who is this guy? You know what I mean? Like, for me, just as a person, when I see somebody like you hustling and trying to make it and be somebody, and you're taking initiative to start your own business, to do these things, to help people, that excites me. And I wanted to provide support to that. I think I was a little hesitant to it because I didn't meet you face to face in person. And I was like, what's this really going to bring me, you know? And honestly, since then, like the first probably day after that, I was like, oh, here we go. You know, we're going somewhere. So I was glad that I made the investment that I did in working with you, because it's already helped me tenfold, you know? Yeah. So, or maybe 11-fold, because we lost 11 times, right? So, I think we're on the right track. And it's not just for people, though, that want to lose weight. If you want to bulk up, if you want to, however you want to sculpt your body, you provide all that. Mm. So that's important for people to know, too. Mm.
I will say that the most common goal for the men that enter is to lose 30 pounds. Like, I would say 80% of our clientele want to lose 30 pounds. I don't know why it is, but that's just how, like, what it seems to be, which is funny.
That's that little dad bod. That's that little dad belly, that dad bod that's going on, you know?
Yeah, it's all 30 pounds.
Yeah, 30 pounds.
So what ultimately made you want to join after being somewhat skeptical because you didn't know me?
I think what I knew that I needed to make a change, and I knew that I needed someone to hold me accountable to that. Heidi is my partner for life. I love her to death. But her and I, we are a crutch to one another. You know, we allow each other to do things that
because
we love each other. You know, we allow each other to kind of do what we want to do and be okay with it. And that's fine. But when it comes to something like this, like, it's something that we need to be dedicated to, and it's something that we need to really focus on following through. And also, what I'm excited about is, like, I've lost weight before, but I could never keep it off because it was like something quick that I just did. And then I'm like, all right, I'm done with it. And I really didn't know what I was going to do, like, in order to maintain that lifestyle. And with you, there's a whole different thing. Once we get past this goal, I can learn how to live that lifestyle and stay in that lifestyle, to where I don't put that weight back on, you know, because it's a lot of work to lose it. And it sucks whenever you, you went through all that and you feel accomplished and then you fall back into your old routine and you gain it back, you know?
Yeah. And that's what we teach with the upper level program. So it goes the transformation program, and then after that is the optimization program, which really is teaching on how to make it a lifestyle rather than just some 90-day thing that you did. So, yeah, it legit is a system. Like, this is stage one, this is stage two, this is stage three. And I think that prior to having this for myself, like this style of coaching, I never had that. And I did see a lot of people, like, they would go through the 12 weeks and then 12 weeks later, they'd be right back to where they were. And I was like, well, that's not fair to them. So why don't I create this, which teaches like true lifestyle change. So I'm glad that you actually acknowledged that. That's awesome, dude. So who would you say, Ronnie, that this program is for?
It's for people who want to change their lives for the best. It's for people who are serious about wanting to lose weight and to get back into shape, that don't know how, you know, or that need the confidence, they need the accountability. That would be the perfect program. And it's for somebody who has tried to do it maybe before, and they just don't have the confidence to continue through with it, because as a health and wellness coach mentor, you're like right on where you need to be, you know? And like, I'll, dude, I swear, like sometimes like I'll be busy as hell and I hear my little chirp go off and I'm like, oh hell, you know, here we go. Like Chad's going to tell me something, you know? And sometimes it's like, did you do this or that? And I'm like, and I'm feeling guilty because I probably haven't done it, you know, right. But it puts my mind back where I need to be. And I make sure that I do it at my next stop point, you know? Or it could just be something like, hey brother, I hope you have a great day. Like, go crush it or whatever. Yeah. And I have that support here, but having someone else that's just there thinking about me and just says it, you know, like that gives me that boost of confidence too. So it's not just all about health and fitness. Like it's also about having that positive mindset to do the things you need to do and get accomplished, you know?
Let's go. I love it, dude. And something that you said is that like, it's for people that have tried before, but continue to fail. And I think what I'm starting to learn more and more as I get into coaching is more people know what to do. They know they need to eat better. They know they need to work out. But the reason that they don't do it is because they don't have that accountability piece that you're talking about. And yeah, I mean, people know what to do, but they just don't do it because they don't have somebody to push them and motivate them. They don't have a community that's also doing it with them. So I think that is honestly the most powerful thing in the program is the community and the accountability.
Well, also something that is good is that, you know, the like everything is saturated, right? And you have all these people telling you you can do this, you can do that, you can do this, you can do that. And they're contradictory to one another. So for somebody like me, like who has never really focused on that, I don't know where to go through all the different content in order to know what's really right. You know what I mean? And so like going with you, there are things that I've seen before that are not right. And there's people out there that are saying, yeah, you can do this or that or whatever. And that may be true for somebody that's like at a level that you're on. But for somebody that's on a level that I'm on, that's not the way it can be. You know what I mean? So like having you there and having the structure that you've created there kind of lets you know where you need to be and what you need to focus on and what you need to be eating and things like that, you know? And then, like you said, 80-20, that's great. So I think that that's something that's important is that oversaturation of people telling you what you can and can't do. But they're not really accurate as to what you can and can't do, you know? Mm. And having you there holding us accountable, holding us to what we need to do and showing us the way, that's a huge boost right there.
Yeah, and I think what you're touching upon a little bit is there's so many different strategies out there that it really causes people to do one of two things. Either paralysis by analysis, they see all of it, they get overwhelmed, and they're just like, fuck it, I'm not doing any of this shit. Or they are the type of person that has like that shiny object syndrome where they're like, okay, well, I'll try this. Then for a month when they're not satisfied, they try another thing and they just keep going back and forth, but they don't actually commit to one process. And that's ultimately the key is you commit to one process, you make sure it's sustainable and you just trust the process and you just do it. And that's honestly what you have done and you've lost 11 pounds in 30 days as a result of it. So let's freaking go.
Yeah, let's go. And I feel healthy doing it. You know what I mean? That is important because like, if you're not doing the things you need to do and you lose that much weight, you're not doing, it's not healthy and you're going to feel shaky or like before when I was trying to lose weight, I was basically starving myself. I was trying to eat the things that I needed, but I didn't realize I still needed a certain amount of calories. So some days I would like be lifting my briefcase, just walking around and I'd set it down and my arms would be shaking and stuff. And I'd be like, dang man, like, what is that? You know? And it's just not enough protein, you know, like things like that I never knew before. Before I joined with you, those are important, you know?
Yeah. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday on our group call, but as an entrepreneur, if you're eating not enough calories, you're going to be low on energy. And if you're eating too many calories, you're going to feel like you just had a Thanksgiving dinner and you're not going to have enough energy either. So you got to hit that sweet spot if you want to have the optimal energy for your day. So that's also like major key. Let's go. We're dropping knowledge bombs. I love it. So Ronnie, is there anything else that you want to say to the people?
I want to show you something real quick. Check this out.
Woo!
That's all.
Let's go.
My belt's hanging.
I I love it, dog.
I gotta go get a new belt, bro. Yeah.
Heidi,
that thing's hanging off my.
Heidi, go buy Ronnie a new belt.
Yeah.
I love it, man. Awesome. Well, Ron, thanks for hopping on, dude. What do you got going on for the rest of the day? You're gonna go crush some business stuff?
I got to, man. Yeah. Yep. I gotta go meet with some people to get the things that I need done and get into alignment with where I need to be.
I'm
ready.
It. Well, I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on Accountability Day. You ready?
Yeah, ready, brother. Appreciate it.
Peace, man. Thank you so much for coming on. Everybody who watched, thank you so much. Ronnie, you're a beast, brother. You want to do the sign-off together? Let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Health.
Yeah, let's do it. Health.
Wealth.
Wealth.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
You guys have an awesome day.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Thank you so much for listening to the Health and Wealth Podcast. If you gained value from this podcast episode at all, please, please, please do the following three simple tasks. Number one, subscribe to the podcast, because if you enjoyed this episode, then I know that you're going to gain value and enjoy the episodes we have coming up. Two, please leave an honest rating and review of the podcast. Your honest rating and reviews are going to help us rank better as a podcast, which means more entrepreneurs, more sales leaders, more sales professionals, more speakers, and more influencers are going to benefit in their business as a result of benefiting their health. And if you want to get to know me better, please send me a friend request on Facebook. My Facebook name is Chad Molyneux. Molyneux spelled Molyneux. Profile picture is going to be me standing shirtless, wearing yellow shorts. Once again, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I appreciate you, and I will talk to you guys in the next one.